Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your heads right. You know, it is a Wednesday morning. That's an auspicious start. I wanted to say two different things. Yeah, there we go.
That's got to be started early.
It's got to be the earliest flub in the history of Ben and Woods. There's no doubt about it.
And maybe the earliest flub in the history of radio. About 10 seconds in.
That very well could be, Paul. That very well could be the earliest flub in the history of radio. That's what we try to do on a daily basis on Ben and Woods, is make radio history. Doesn't always work. Sometimes it's for the wrong reasons. Good morning. I am Woodsy. I am half of Ben and Woods. My co-host, my partner, my life partner, my buddy, Ben, will be here shortly. I've tasked him with a task this morning, and that is to bring in a charger for my computer. I have forgotten it. Like an idiot. And it's an old computer. It's a MacBook, but I think it's the one, it's from 1979. I'm pretty sure. It's very heavy. It's thick. It's very thick, Paul. And
I think I have the same type of laptop then.
Well, you got a new one, didn't you?
Mine's like 2012, 2013.
Is yours white?
It's silver. So maybe it's model up.
It's the next generation.
But I know Megan has a more updated laptop, and her charger and my charger are not the same.
Correct. Yeah, like Ben has a very nice MacBook Pro. It's big and bushy and black. No, it's big, and it is it's lovely. It's very fast. I just had to delete 70,000 things off of my computer the other day when I realized I was going to be bringing it in. Here, because we're not in the studio, so I had to bring my own laptop, which I only use at home. I don't use it for music. I don't use it for movies. I use it
What did you have to delete?
I had about, so back in the day, right, I never really had a TV in my room. So I would use my computer to watch movies on, like when I fell asleep. So I had probably 40 movies on there. But I haven't watched a movie on my laptop in forever because I have an iPad. Now, I don't like an iPad for a work setting. It's just, it's not real functional. It doesn't have the keyboard. So I like the keyboard aspect. But this thing is old as balls. And I just haven't updated it because, I mean, dude, who's got an extra $1,200 sitting around? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I could probably do it, but I just don't want to. And it still works. But I just forgot my charger. And, you know, while this is much closer to my house than the studio was, it's not like a straight shot. A lot of weaving and winding and you know, it would have taken me a round trip about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I just didn't have it to spare this morning. We had a show to get in order for you guys. So that's enough of my my trials and tribulations this morning. I hope everybody is doing well. Paulie, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. A little tired, but
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. It's always fun waking up to the rain. I actually like falling asleep with the rain.
100%.
But I hate waking up with it because I'm laying in bed. It's 3 a.m. It's cold. You can hear the rain outside. And you're just warm under the blanket. Like, good God, I do not want to get out of bed right now.
Yeah. Luckily for me, my wife gets up before me. So then I'm like, oh, God, I got to get up. The insomnia kicked in last night for me, and it had been a minute. Typically, by the time we put Bo down, Bo goes down between 7:15 and 7:30 every night. Now, you know, getting up at 3 a.m., you don't feel like you have a lot of time to chill after that. It's kind of like, oh, I want to watch this episode. Now, Hannah and I have started a date night. Every night, we watch one episode of The Sopranos. It's taken me 6 years to get her to agree to watch The Sopranos with me. And so we do one episode a night, and she was not feeling very well last night. Bo kind of wore both of us out yesterday, so she got in bed. We put Sopranos on. She made it 10 minutes and fell asleep. Well, then that opened it up to me. I could go watch what I wanted to watch, and I started watching stuff. I finished Ozark, which was incredible. Really well done season. Just brilliant. If that's not a show that you're on, go get it. It was really, really well done. And they ended it in quite the dramatic fashion. Finished that, and I thought, all right, I'll fall right asleep. I couldn't fall asleep, so I lied there. I watched Dave on FX, which is one of my favorite shows ever. Our beloved Hammer turned me on to Dave, and he reminds, if you love Hammer, our pal, who we really hope will be back with us someday.
First and foremost,
if you loved Hammer, you'll love Dave. Okay, it's scary how accurate and similar they are as human beings. So I watched Dave, and then I finally fell asleep at about 11. That's 2 hours later than I usually do.
Yeah.
So it's probably why I forgot my charger, et cetera, et cetera. So
I'm right there.
Do what?
So I'm right there with you. Me and Megan, we went up to her mom's yesterday for dinner, spent some time with her. She made us some more face masks, so we are good to go in the face mask department. But by the time I got home, it was 9:30. By the time I'm ready for bed, it's past 10. And then, you know, we just kind of laid there. We were talking, fell asleep watching some Chappelle stand up, and I'm like, oh, it's 11:15.
Yeah, dude, and that's just no good for guys like you and I. I mean, it just doesn't work for us. We're not, you know, we've conditioned our bodies to get up at 3 a.m. and going to bed at 11. It just doesn't play. I can't do that. And I don't want to get in that cycle where I'm having to get a nap every day. So today I'm going to push through, no nap. I'll grab an extra cup of coffee, whatever I need to do. But, yeah, man, it's we're all trying to figure out the schedule and make it work for us. And I mean, we got some stories for you today. I mean, I've wrestled with this, and I'll be honest with you guys. I've wrestled with talking about some of these things today because I don't want to seem like an ingrate because I'm not ungrateful. I just have to – part of our show, we've been together 2 years. Part of our show is that we've always been very open and very honest about – everything that goes on, you know, in our personal lives, at work. If we, you know, I've gotten in more, I don't want to say trouble with our boss, but I've gotten, and I don't even want to say talking to's. I've just gotten more like, you really talked about that on the air? And I'm like, yeah. Like, why wouldn't I talk about you booking our crappy hotel? Like, that's funny. It's funny. So please realize today, as you hear me tell these stories, I'm not trying to make fun of anything. But I am trying to find humor in things. Does that make sense? It because I know there are people out there like, dude, I'd kill to be on a webinar right now. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
it's you have to be sensitive right now in this time. So I am a person. The only way I survive, the only way I can survive this life is by finding humor in things. Really. I mean, there's just no other way for me to do it. And sure, I've laughed at a funeral before because something was funny. I find humor in dark places sometimes, and it's what gets me through. And I think there are a lot of people like that. So as I'm telling you the story of yesterday and how it unfolded, and I want to wait for Ben because Ben was there. He was a part of it, and I don't want to tell it without him. But I will just say this. There is a... For those of you that are working from home, okay, you will relate to this very much. there is a thing going on right now, and I think it's a panic move by a lot of bosses across the country. And it really doesn't matter what, you know, what your job is. If you're in sales, if you're a radio host, whatever you are, there's a panic going on right now because I think companies in their minds are like, dude, let's say we have a workforce of 100 people. Everybody's working from home. How do we keep tabs on every single person that's working from home? What if, is this guy sitting at home, you know, eating Flaming Hot Cheetos, drinking Mountain Dew, and playing Call of Duty when he should be calling his clients, you know, should be, in our case, preparing for our show, et cetera, right? I mean, Paul, you follow me so far, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So companies are coming up with these things. Hey, we're going to do a virtual happy hour at 5 o'clock on Friday. Okay. Hey, we're going to do a meeting at 9:30 on this app. Want everybody on that one. Okay, cool. I was talking to my buddy who's in radio sales back in Dallas. He goes, Woodsy, he goes, I got two or three of these things a day. He goes, I'm straight commission. He goes, anytime I'm on some meeting for, and you know, today's bit is for them at noon. Hey, make your favorite sandwich. And we're going to have lunch with Joe, their boss or whatever, right? And all on video. They want to see what you look like. They want to see what you're doing. And you got to make a sandwich and go sit and have lunch with your boss on a video conference, which is, from their perspective, I get it. You do want to monitor. You can't just let people go hog wild, but there also needs to be some level of trust. And, you know, I've always said in our business, what we do, the radio morning show, it's just a different breed. It's just a different animal. You know the job, Paulie. It never stops. It never stops. You think about it all day. You think about it all night. It's hard to get to sleep sometimes. Did we have this guest book locked in? Do we have this bit ready? Whatever. So for us, we got really, I'd say, our first taste yesterday of the, hey, I want to make sure these guys are working bit. Right? Like, yeah. Is that fair to say, or is that unfair for me to say?
No, that's 100% fair, because I didn't even know about this until, I don't know, half an hour before it was supposed to happen.
Yeah. So essentially, and I want to wait for Ben. I mean, we may have to push open phones. We may have to push everything because I want to wait for Ben to get here and lay it all out. Now, you got to remember, too, Ben's situation's different. Ben does this radio show. He works for Channel 10. Well, they've got him doing the, hey, Ben, now that you're not coming in and doing sports, we want you doing this podcast. We want you doing it every day. So Ben leaves this full-time job and goes to another full-time job every day, just like normal, just like he used to, except the only difference is he's doing it from home. And so yesterday was, I think, our first taste of, yeah, I want to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, the funny thing is, for what we do, there's an infallible way, Paul, to know that we've done our jobs and that we did our work the day before. You know how? Tune in to Bennett Woods at 5 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan. You'll know. You'll know if we're prepared. You'll know if we went out and got hammered last night. You'll know if we did our job. All you have to do is listen to our radio show. So I'm not asking for special privilege. We got through the webinars yesterday, but I did want to tell the audience about it because, frankly, guys, it really was funny. I mean, it was funny. It was surreal. It had every element. And Ben has just walked in, so let's take a break. Let him get set up. We'll push open phones. We'll push the voicemails. And we'll just – I want to tell you guys what happened yesterday. You guys will get a kick out of it. And it's just sometimes, man, you got to find humor in things like this. So we are not being ungrateful. We're very happy to be working, but just wanted to share a little slice of our day yesterday with you guys. Hope you're having a fabulous morning. Let's get a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danik. We will be right back. All right, it's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, already pushing things, moving things around, being flexible this morning. Hope you guys are doing well. Wanted to get into what happened yesterday for the Ben and Woods program, and it was an interesting one for sure. Ben Higgins, my co-host, has just walked in the door. He's ready to go.
Good morning, Woods.
Hi, Benny. How are you?
I'm fine. Good. I was listening on my way in, and certainly... I appreciate what you said about the fact that you don't want to sound like you're complaining.
100%.
I am, I can't believe how lucky I am that I'm still working both of my jobs.
Of course.
But like everyone, no matter what your situations are, it's different. There's new challenges.
No doubt. If you're the boss, if you're the employee, yeah. And I can understand
if you're
both sides.
Anything. There's new challenges for everyone right now. Like for me in particular, you mentioned I go and, you know, I do this full-time podcast now after I finish with the show. And I do everything. I'm booking the guests.
Yep.
I'm downloading the, you know, sound from the station.
Yep.
I am editing,
you're
producing,
curating it, the questions, the interview, the whole thing.
There's no producer. There's no studio. I've got to be my own engineer, technician, everything,
yep.
Which I'm able to do. And it just takes up my day as I'm doing it. But one of the things I have found is that when I was doing sports, I used to be able to prepare and kind of work both jobs at the same time.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I'm watching a Padres game for Channel 10. It's also good
for Ben and Woods.
For Ben and Woods in the morning.
Well, it's one of the reasons, and again, just not to get too deep into inside radio, but it's one of the reasons why months ago we came up with the fact that, all right, Benny, you're at work, like isolated kind of at Channel 10. You know, you got your desk and you got all your TVs. So just come up with, you're going to be watching these games anyway. You handle the sports kind of notes of the night, and I'll bring the other stuff. And the dynamic has worked really well for our show. Now that there are no sports and you're doing a completely different job for Channel 10, and it's wonderful that they kept you on. It's wonderful that Entercom's paying us and you, and we're still doing our job every day. But again, things they've changed.
They have changed completely. So, you know, I work all day and I get done, you know, around 6 or so when the podcast is finished, but then I feel like I still have a lot of show prep I need
for
to
today,
do. And then,
for our show.
Yeah, it's just like there's no time at all in
exactly.
my day anymore. And when you add in a couple of, very worthwhile webinars.
Oh, you kiss ass. I knew it.
It does.
I knew it.
It stretches things a little bit to the breaking point almost.
It does. So we knew we had a webinar yesterday at noon. Okay, no problem. Fine, we'll jump on that webinar. Now, it is with a noted radio consultant badass. You know, I've talked about radio consultants before. This guy, Steve Reynolds, phenomenal. I've never heard anything but positive things about him. I get on early. I'm 10 minutes early on the meeting. I get my own 10-minute convo with Steve Reynolds. I'm stoked. I'm like, this is already worth my time. He was firing questions at me. How are you guys preparing? It was great. Then everybody else logs in, and essentially this webinar 1, 12 to 1, was about how to manage your time at home. So, all right, right off the bat, here's my thought process. Steve's talking to these people. He's like, listen, if you get up at 8:15, maybe you get up at 8. And I'm sitting there going, man, I get up at 3 every day. I'm up at 3. None of it really applied. I'm not working from home any more than I used to work from home. Our schedule has not changed really at all. So not that I didn't need it. I was pretty stoked to just talk to Steve Reynolds. That was fine by me. So we get through that one. And of course, it's done in about 35 minutes, but you got to have 4 people that ask questions just to make their boss know that they're engaged. And that is a real thing. We need a name for that guy. Who is that guy? My question's lame, but I'm going to ask a question anyway so they know that I'm listening, I'm here, I want my boss. And one guy even said my boss wanted me to ask a question.
There was a word for it when I was back in high school.
What was that?
They called those the brown nosers.
Yeah, brown nose, that's a good bit. I mean, brown noser, yeah, but there's just extending the meeting guy.
For sure.
Look at me, I got
now,
a question.
Don't you need one or two of those. It would be really awkward if the meeting just ended and no one asked a question and the host felt very, uncomfortable. Like,
right.
Was I terrible?
Yeah, one is probably enough, especially when it's a meeting. It was like, hey, you know, the same bit we've talked about. Hey, avoid the refrigerator. Remember, you're working. You're not at lunch. You know, don't snack during the day. Put on some nicer clothes. Take a shower. It's all those things.
I actually saw a nice flowchart on Twitter covering this.
Yes.
It was, should you ask a question at the end of your webinar? And then it went to the sub-answers. Does your question apply to everyone? No. No, don't ask the question.
Exactly.
Does your question apply to everyone? Yes. No, don't ask the question.
Correct.
Is it a life-threatening emergency? Yes. Call 911.
Call 911,
Don't ask the question.
No, these are good, hard, and fast rules to live by, and I know a lot of you guys are working from home. So we're about halfway through the meeting, and I'm like, all right, this is painless. It's Steve Reynolds. I'm excited to be here. Then I get an email. Hey, we have another webinar at 1. Need you guys on that one. I'm like, So now I'm looking down the barrel of two webinars. I've got my two-year-old in my kitchen screaming. He's hungry. My wife is glaring at me because I have the audio blaring over my phone because I can't find my headphones. She's trying to put together this trampoline we got for our two-year-old so he can jump and get a little energy out. I'm, of course, on a webinar. I can't do it. So she's staring at me like, you going to wrap this up? I'm like, no, I have another one after this. So we get on that one. And let me just, I have recreated what the audio sounded like for webinar number 2 from Ben and Woods. Check this out. Hey, y'all. Good morning. It's good to have y'all on this call with me. And hey, listen, I know that everyone's scared right now, and I know that your anxiety is probably through the roof. And I'm not going to make this about me, but let me tell you a 20-minute story about that time I thought I had COVID-19. I had a headache. I stubbed my toe one day, and I just got real, real nervous about it. The doctor took a look at me, and I went into an MRI machine, and turns out I just had a little touch of vertigo. And I just want to thank y'all for being here on this call today and just remind you to look in the mirror, okay? Look in the mirror every day and make sure you love the person that's looking back at you in that mirror. It's identical. It's identical. Complete with the echo, the whole thing. So right then, I'm already kind of punchy. I've been up all morning. I start dying laughing. I am crying. I'm texting you guys.
The echo was so bad.
It was double repeating. Hello, 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 hello. It was insane. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, hey, y'all. Good. I missed the first couple of minutes of that one because I was doing some of my other job.
Right.
And I didn't know who it was that was talking. And the story just kept going on and on. And I felt bad. I wasn't sure whether he was going to end up, you know, with a serious medical problem or not.
Nope.
But after 20 minutes, it did get resolved. And
yeah, it was 20 minutes.
Turned out not to be that serious.
Right. Like, honestly, there was no whatever.
But I'm sure it was stressful for him.
I'm sure it was. We're all, you know what was stressful for me? Back-to-back webinars in the middle of a work day. The thing is, and I actually texted our boss, I go, I'm 20 times more stressed now because my wife is glaring at me. My kid is screaming. I've got this echoey webinar. And I'm like, and I could feel it, my chest tightening up, the whole thing. Well, then, hey, guys, real excited to welcome to the webinar Keith Urban. Keith Urban, Australian country music star.
Now, this isn't just a webinar for, like, the 30 people in our office.
No, it's nationwide, right?
Company-wide webinar.
So Keith Urban gets on there. Ladies, oh, hold on here. And we're all, you know, doing the Zoom-type meeting. Where is he? Keith, are you there? Keith, are you there? Then you see Keith Urban. And you're like, oh, wow, that's Keith Urban. That's kind of cool for 1 second. And he's miming his words because nobody can hear him because he doesn't know how to unmute his microphone. And we're watching Keith Urban flail his hands and throw his hands up in the air like, hello? And he's got his face real close to the screen.
I mean,
hello?
It was at least 5 minutes. And it was mostly dead silence, except for every 30 seconds you heard the mediator, whoever's running the webinar, just going, all right, technical difficulties here.
He's in full panic.
Yes, another 30 seconds go by.
After the webinar about reducing stress, you hear the stress level of this guy's voice rising and rising, that his star performer is here, that they've set up. It's probably not easy getting Keith Urban set up in a webinar.
Keith's like
on his
phone. He's got the speaker phone open. I'm sure somebody from IT is calling him, trying to get it figured out.
You guys, here's what it sounded like. Oh, just bear with us, guys. And meanwhile, picture in the background, Keith Urban frantically waving at the screen, going, mouthing, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I have tears rolling down my
face.
He
did it with his Australian name. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
But we don't know because we didn't hear it.
Well, I'm sure he was.
What
sure
the bloody hell was that attempt at an Aussie accent?
Because he's Australian. So you hear the guy going, "Whoa, just Hang on, because, guys, we've been on this thing for 45 minutes, okay? Everyone's ready. I've been on a conference call for an hour and 45 minutes.
Is it possible you have an external microphone plugged into your laptop that is superseding the audio that we should be hearing right now? And Keith's kind of shaking his head.
And the hands. The hands never leave the I have no idea pose. The just hands both up like this. And the guy, you hear the panic in his voice. Because, again, he lined up Keith Urban. That's kind of cool, right? And he's like,
perhaps if
bear
we
with
could,
us, guys. Bear
maybe
with
if
us.
You could disconnect and then dial back in. Maybe the audio will connect. And he's like serving as the IT guy.
Yeah, and he is in full, panic.
I mean, it's probably like a few thousand people.
Oh, yeah.
Across the country.
Oh, yeah. He's in full panic mode, man, because Keith Urban can't log in. At this point, man, I am in tears. I am texting Paul. I'm texting Ben. I'm like, I texted our boss. I go, this is amazing. And he goes, well, turn it into content if you want. I go, yeah. And I texted our big boss, our big, big boss. And I go, hey, I don't mean to make light of this, but I'm peeing my pants right now. He wrote back, me too. Everybody was dying. It was hysterical. And again, just the sheer panic of the guy. Oh, bear with us. We're going to get this figured out. We are going to get... Keith, can you, how about now? Keith, are you there? No, I can see you. I can't. Keith, are you? And you hear him start to. And again, like Ben, you just nailed it. He was 1,000 times more stressed trying to get Keith Urban on a webinar.
And I'm just going back through our text.
Through our text, yeah.
I don't think we can actually repeat a lot of them on the air, but I'm just laughing again.
So here's my wife on Twitter. Here's my wife on Twitter last night. Yeah, I'm really don't see how this relates to sports radio at all, and I. Wrote, I'm with you, my love. I'm with you. So we had to do that yesterday. I understand it.
It's known that I don't watch The Office, but I pictured that.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
You got a big star on the webinar, and then you can't hear.
Brilliant.
He's just there waving and miming,
and Michael Scott's freaking out because he landed so and so to do his big thing. And you guys, I'm telling you, it brought much-needed levity to a day, a rough day, because they're all rough days, it seems, right now. But I was in tears, and I'm telling you, man, you know, it's different. And I wanted to call the boss and say, hey, you know we're going to be working. Like, those 2 hours in the middle of my day, that's where I'm kind of working on the next day's show. And again, we're so easy to check up on. All you have to do is turn the radio on or turn on your smart speaker or, you know, download the radio.com app and you'll know, oh yeah, these guys went out and got hammered yesterday and played 18 holes, right? Like, you know, we're not prepared, but holy cow. I sat there and I went, well, thanks for the first hour of my show tomorrow, Keith Urban. It was really much appreciated.
Well, speaking of preparation, normally, we would have been preparing for the next segment during the webinars, but now we got nothing. So open phones, 833-288-0973. Actually, we're just pushing back our open phones
that
we usually do at 5:15. So hopefully Everyday Chris is still on the line or can call back in. But join him. Talk to us. We will get things started. We can play some voicemails if we've got anything on the Friar Phil hotline.
Oh, we do.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We'll get to that, and we'll set up all our guests today for the show. Stay getting 5 a.m. hour with the Tier 1s. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Keith. Can you hear me?
It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee.
There he is, the great John Prine. Rest in peace. Passed away last night, Ben. Complications from the coronavirus. You know you have the right group of friends when your entire Facebook feed is littered with tributes to John Prine and how much his music meant to them. Incomparable is a word that came to mind for me as far as songwriters go. Angela Montgomery, Sam Stone, the list goes on and on and on and on and on, and inspired so many artists that I love as well, like Jason Isbell. Him and his wife Amanda were devastated last night. Devastated. They played with John. An American treasure, an American icon. Gone. Last night, man.
Shelley was very sad. Lot of songs, and which was my first introduction. You never heard of John Prine.
Never heard of him, or
never even heard of him.
Wow!
Until yesterday.
Very
sorry.
Bubbly existence. I was thinking to myself too. I wonder if Ben knows him, and I thought maybe you would because of Shelley. And then I wondered, would it be better? Because you lose your musical icons, people that mean a lot to you. So for you, it's probably more sports icons than music.
Probably,
icons. Yeah. And I get a little bit of that for sure. But for me, the music is the connection that I have.
I enjoyed listening though yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean,
great.
Has the kind of some clever lyrics that I tend to enjoy.
100%. I think you would be a bit, you know, posthumously a big John Prine fan. Big.
Expand my repertoire a little
bit. There you go. It's time.
A quick reminder, everybody, you can stay connected with your friends on 97.3 The Fan while we keep social distance by joining us for live video sessions on Twitter at 97.3 The Fan SD. Our show, Ben and Woods, on Mondays after our show at 9:15. The coach, John Quintero, will join you later this morning, Wednesdays at 11:15 before his show, and then on Fridays, catch Quinn and Chris at 2:15. 97.3 The Fan is helping San Diego stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected so we all stay connected on 97.3 The Fan. About to get to our open phone lines, 833-288-0973. First, let's get a check of traffic on this Wednesday morning and say hello to Kelly Danick. Woods, we got a couple of our good friends joining us on the program this morning. Next hour, 6:35, we'll talk a little NBA and do a coronavirus check-in with ESPN's Israel Gutierrez.
Izzy.
Who we've had on a few times. Always good to talk to Izzy. And then at 7:35, we'll be joined by Padres broadcaster Jesse Agler.
Can't wait for this.
Who I will also be sharing a screen with tonight on Padres Social Hour at 5:30.
Yep.
So looking forward to checking in with Jesse. All of our guests appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU remains open, rest assured. Your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
Now, I've got a Wednesday rabbit hole, too. It may be the most – it's out there, Ben, and it's out there for me. So that should give some people an idea of just how weird this one may be. I might have crossed a line as well. So we will get to all that at 6:20. But right now what we do every day, and we usually do it earlier, but we had to push it, which is fine. 833-288-0973. Open phones. Our man every day, Chris. Thanks for hanging on with us, Chris. Sorry to push your daily call with Ben and Woods, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's okay. We all got to improvise, right?
That's exactly right, man. We're like jazz musicians in here every day now with no sports.
Right on. So anyway, I'm still watching Netflix every day when I get home, and forget about this virtual happy hour stuff. I don't believe in that. So I will ask all three of you this question before I leave the air. If you actually had to spend a happy hour with any one of these three movie cast of people, who would you choose? The people from The Hangover, like the cast from Caddyshack, or the cast from the original Bachelor Party movie at Hooley's?
Oh, the Tom Hanks one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, to meet everybody at Hooley's and do a happy hour with them, I think it's probably a no-brainer for at least Ben and I. I think we'll have the 100,000%.
I mean, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase.
Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah.
There's a book. We did.
I read the book.
I read the book as well. We had the author on. It's kind of the real story behind Caddyshack. And let me just say, boy, it would have been right up my alley back then, Benny. Oh, man, those guys used to throw down. Paulie, I'm assuming you'd go Hangover?
No, I'd probably go Caddyshack just because of the people.
Caddyshack.
Hangover would be stars, close.
You know, Bill Murray.
Like, Zach Galifianakis would be fun.
I mean,
Ed Helms,
Bradley Cooper.
Now, are we going out with them in their prime? Like, we're going back in time and hanging out with them?
Back in their time.
Yeah. I remember reading that book, like, the party scene going on at the hotel room during the filming of Caddyshack. It was weird because Ted Knight was pretty straight-laced.
Very straight-laced.
And he didn't abide with all the hijinks that were going on. Chevy Chase wasn't even there, if I remember correctly.
A lot of
the
time, yeah.
He had started to become a big star. He, like, flew in just for a couple of days of shooting to get his parts done and then kind of went out.
Yep.
Bill Murray's scenes were pretty separate from everyone else. And his famous interaction with Chevy, that was like a late ad to the movie.
It was a late ad, and it was, like, it was improv. They improv that whole scene of, you know, cannonball coming, where he gives them the big fat joint, and it's improv. And when you go back and you know that and you watch that scene and you're like, these guys are coming up with this off the top of their heads. I mean, they had a general idea for what they wanted to do, but that was it. There was no dialogue written down in a script. They came up with that, and it just, the book is really good, really, really an informative read. And those guys did a ton of drugs. Good God, they were partying.
That would be that would probably be what made me nervous. Like, would the party get a little too out of control for me?
The answer is yes. You would be more suited maybe with the crew from Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks. You and Tom Hanks.
We might, yeah.
That might be a better fit.
Enjoy a glass of wine and a quieter conversation.
Yeah. Talk about your crafts.
Who else was in Bachelor Party?
I don't remember. It's been so long ago. One of Tom Hanks.
You could normally do it fast because you have a laptop, but then you don't really have your laptop.
I'm doing it right now.
Bachelor Party. I keep looking at Bachelor Party, but I'm just getting actual Bachelor Parties. Like, what?
Yeah, 1984.
Tawny Kitaen.
Oh, my God. Maybe I'm
George Grizzard.
Nope.
You recognize him if you saw him, but it's mostly Tom Hanks would be.
Tawny Kitaen?
Yeah.
Changing my, you got Lacey Underall from Caddyshack, too. Big fan. Big fan. Anyway, I digress. Paulie, anybody else on the line?
No, not at the moment, but we do have a couple of voicemails.
All right, let's do the Friar Phil hotline, which, hey, listen, you guys can use this every day. You can call in, leave us messages, you can rap on it, you can tell jokes, you can use it as a therapist, whatever you need. Love to hear from you on the Friar Phil hotline. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, save this number into your phone. 619-798-4892. Call us when you're drunk. Call us when you're sad. Call us when you're happy. Just give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. It is the Friar Phil hotline, though, and when Friar Phil himself calls the Friar Phil hotline, well, he's up first.
Special hi, guys. Friar Phil here. I don't have anything about sports to rant about, but I just want to say I had to go out yesterday to get groceries, and I can't believe the amount of dumbass people I'm seeing not wearing masks. This is serious. What the f*** is wrong with you people? What's the problem?
Yes.
You know, there are ways to make your own mask. You can use material. In fact, there was an article I read that said the shop towels, you know, at automotive places, the shop towels are some of the best material to make a mask out of if you don't have an actual manufactured mask. So I'm sure all the tier ones and everybody else on the fan club of Ben and Woods are doing the right thing, wearing the mask, staying home, etc. But to you dumbass people that are still not doing it, stop it. Put a mask on.
Thank you.
So why the masks are so important, and this is the tricky part, they don't really protect you from not, you don't, that doesn't help you not get coronavirus.
Right.
It helps other people not get it from you in case you have it. So if everyone's wearing a mask, that's great. That's helping protect you. But you wearing a mask doesn't do a lot for yourself. It does stuff for other people. So it's the ultimate sign, Woods, that you respect your fellow man if you go out and wear a mask.
Yeah, I'm getting to the mask shaming portion.
I did. I went to the
life.
Store yesterday, and I wore the mask. First time I went to the store with the mask on.
Did you go gloves?
I don't have gloves. I need to get some gloves.
Yeah, you need to get some
gloves. I did have the mask on. The guy at Vaughn still recognized me anyway. He said, "Oh, my man." I said, "You recognize me through the mask?" He goes, "You're a big guy."
Yeah.
I still recognize you. It's okay.
So I have a question.
I felt like I was doing my part.
I'm lucky enough that my mother-in-law has made us a couple of masks. But before that, I would go to the store or wherever, and I'd be like the only one after the last couple of days. I'd be the only one that didn't have a mask. If I didn't have somebody making my own masks, where do you get these masks? Everybody seems to
you
have
dig,
one,
man.
Except
you,
I can't find one.
You dig. We did some digging. We had our HOA. I told you they finally did something right. They were able to locate, 100 masks or so and hand out a couple to the people. Tie a bandana around your face. Get, order a few bandanas.
We went barter economy. So our friend Jay knows how to use a sewing machine. He was making his own mask. Shelly is a great cook. She whipped up a batch of those s'mores bars.
God dang it.
And then left them on the doorstep. He left the masks. We went and picked them up over the weekend when I did my run to Channel 10.
Yeah.
So we have these homemade masks that, have straps
yep,
and everything.
The whole deal.
I got mine out in my car now. So anytime I go out, I can put it on. Not that I'm going out much, but I'm the general store
Same.
Goer in the house.
Same.
So I have to have my mask ready.
Yeah, I'm definitely making the store runs in our house, and I have a medical mask with medical gloves that I wear. And again, please don't throw your gloves on the ground, idiots. Don't be dummy. Don't be a dummy. Throw them in the garbage can when you walk out of CVS the stores. Throw them in there.
Barter economy would have been weird. Before
yeah.
like, real money.
Trading furs and stuff
yeah.
for oils.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you need what we're selling? Not really. Well, then I can't get what you're selling
right.
me. You need to need what...
I want that venison. What do you have for me? Well, I've got this pail. Oh, I don't need a pail.
Right.
I've got a pail.
So you
got
to find someone else who needs a pail, make it a three-way trade
yeah.
or a four-way trade.
It's like GMs when you see those three and four-team trades. That's part of our economy.
Currency was great.
It's a great idea. It's a great, maybe the best.
Legal tender.
Yeah, legal tender.
It's really helped our economy out a lot.
100%.
Sure. I got another voicemail here.
Yeah, I was going to say the power of radio is a real thing because a buddy has already texted me. I have a box of masks. I'll hook you up with some. So, good to go.
Attaboy. Power of radio, my friends.
Love it. So, back to the Friar Phil hotline. Our buddy Phoenix Tree Rodent called in.
Love
Yo, Cruz,
Phoenix Tree
good
Rodent.
To hear from you guys again. Thank God you guys are on the radio. This is a tree rat. And just like where everybody's missing things, Woodsy, you missing baseball, and, Ben, of course, missing having a prime sports to be able to report on and all that stuff. But damn it, man, it's kind of like losing an appendage not to be able to go freely throughout the county and take photographs.
Yeah.
So what few I could sneak off and get a good picture of and all that stuff I'll try to share, but thank you and actually the Stern Show for keeping me sane, because all the rest of them, they pretty much suck right now. You guys take care.
Love you
guys. You know it. Tree Rat, I'm out of here.
Thank you, Tree Rat. You know what I don't miss, Woodsy, and if you're a newer listener or newer to the early hours of the show, at our old station, Tree Rat used to go on his
morning
walks
yes.
in and around where our old station was located.
Yeah, our building.
Which was like an industrial park area. And, I'd show up, about 5:35 in
yep.
the morning.
We started
before
at 6.
We started at 6. And I'd pull in. And sometimes he would just be walking by randomly. There's no other cars.
Pitch
no
black.
Lots around. Pitch black. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was very creepy. I got very scared a couple of times,
yep.
but then eventually he tweeted and said, oh,
hey, that's me who's walking.
Yeah, hi, Ben.
And once now, then we started, okay. But I was truly, like, nervous. Like, why is this guy? There shouldn't be anyone walking around this area. Is this a transient? Is this stalker? Why would someone be here consistently in the dark, early in the morning, with no other people around, just walking by my car, creeping?
Creeping around a lot. No, he's a great dude. And I think I broke the law yesterday. You tell me. So the wife, so I did my 2 hours of conference calls, as you guys know. And then what do you think happens? Hey, take him. That's the bit, right? You've been working, whatever. Now you take him. Okay, no problem. My little son, Bo, it's raining. It's nasty. Can't take him outside. Can't really burn a lot of energy. Yeah. So she's on a work. Yeah, exactly. She's on a work call. So I got to get him out of the house, Ben. So I just load him in the car and we just go for a long drive. Now that in and of itself, I don't think is breaking the law. We weren't going anywhere essential though. So I think maybe that's frowned upon. But we went down to Moonlight Beach. Now, the beaches are closed, but they have that little circular parking lot, and there was a spot open. So we sat at the beach in our car and didn't get out of our car, and we listened to music.
Shelly keeps asking me that same question as well. I know you can't get out of your car and hang out and watch the sunset. People have gotten tickets for that, $1,000 fines. But if you stay in your car...
Who am I hurting?
It seems like you're maintaining safety and social distance. Plus, you're blocking the spot for someone who might be coming to surf or to hang out with friends they're not supposed to be doing. So I can't see why there would be a big problem, as long as you remain in your car.
Yeah, we stayed in the car, windows up, just listening to music,
looking at the water. I feel like a drive around can be therapeutic for people and not endangering you any more than a drive will normally, you know, there's... always the possibility of an auto accident or something like that. But other than that, I don't think you're putting anyone in coronavirus danger. I guess you could break down and then you need a mechanic to come help you, and that could be a problem,
yeah,
I guess.
Car,
but
my car does
the suck. Chances of that are fairly remote.
Well, we'd be pretty close to home. So. All right.
All right, Woods. We do have a busy show.
We do.
We've got our Woodsy Wednesday rabbit hole. We will talk to Israel Gutierrez, real or fake, all in our next hour. But up next, the Rindle Report. Get our top headlines from the producer, Paul Rindle. Stay tuned. It's Ben and Woods from the Corona Cave on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.